Who's here?
The Min Lorry.
The Min Min Lorry?
Mummy. Here. Mush. Mud with a bit of me. Hello. What's happening in the treasure road?
What's happening? What's happening across the road?
The bin men.
Yes,
the bin men. Not the bin
men. Yeah, the bin men are carrying all the bags. Are you going to wave at them?
I can't.
You can. You're going to give them a wave? That's right.
I can't.
Yeah. There are three men today doing the bags, aren't there? And one driver.
Naughty ones.
Naughty ones? Why are they naughty?
Daddy Bin Men Lorry. A bit lower, all dirty.
Oh, a dirty. I thought you said it was naughty. A dirty bin bag lorry.
It's poo. Smelling dusty.
Does it smell disgusting? Poo, it smells disgusting.
Melon dusty, maybe Minori. Poo!
It probably does smell disgusting, but it's full of dirty rubbish, Thomas, isn't it? Oh dear, what happened then?
Fell over.
One man dropped a bin bag out of the lorry and it hit the other man on the back of the leg, didn't it? Oh, they've driven off now.
Come at home. One rubbish, one bin man take.
They only did two stops today. They stopped at our house and they stopped at Sue's house.
I missed one here.
Where have they missed one?
They missed one and they didn't.
No, I don't think they've missed one, Thomas. That's an empty dustbin. Everybody puts bags out, but that house puts the dustbin out. So he's emptied the rubbish out of the dustbin, but he's left the dustbin
out. Fred's house.
Fred's house? Oh no. Look, we've got one in our tree. Those are the new bags. Those are the bags that they leave us so that we can put them in our bin, and next week those will be the bags, the dirty bags, the full bags that they take away.
One there, tree?
Yes, there's one in Fred's tree, there's one in our tree, there's one in Grant's tree. Look, can you see the one tied to his tree? And there's one on Sue's front door handle. Can you see on a white door?
I missed one in there. Where's the dustbin there?
No, they've emptied what was in it into the back of the bin, Thomas. It's just the empty bin they've left there. They have taken the rubbish, I promise you.
Come back home.
They're quite early today, aren't they?
And drove off.
They've driven off, yes.
Gone now.
Yes. We'll see them next week, won't we?
No, I'm not wearing my suit. Rachel's not the dustbin on.
What are you saying about Rachel's car?
Right, there's not really a dustbin on it.
No dustbin on it?
No.
There isn't a dustbin on Rachel's car, no.
The leaves are off.
Yes, most of the leaves have blown off the trees, haven't they?
One tree down off.
Yes, look, Auntie Linda's tree has a lot of leaves on it, and ours do. But can you see over there? They're just branches and twigs, aren't they? No leaves.
Most of not leaves too. Not tree, no leaves.
No. Well, it's autumn, and in autumn...
Hear a bin men come.
You can still hear the lorry, yes. Yeah. You can still hear
the lorry. The bin men lorry, the press the buttons.
No, press the buttons?
There's no press the yellow one.
Did they not press the yellow button?
Yeah.
Did they? Oh, I wasn't watching. I didn't see.
Peggy.
Peggy's daughter, yes. Driving in her little blue car.
No daughter?
No. Yeah, no, that is Peggy's daughter. It was no Peggy in the car. It was just a daughter driving. She's driving very quickly, wasn't she?
Yes. The big splashing tree. And that's leaves. That's funny.
Is it? You can see some green leaves on the roses. Can you see the pink roses?
I can't.
You can't? They're there. Look through the window. Pink roses, where the green leaves are.
Yeah, it's put in there.
Yes, that's right.
You see the roses.
You can see the roses, pink roses.
Pink roses. Small carry.
When we carry, you want lifting up so you can see them better. You can see them more clearly now.
Well, so you can see ones. You slip them backwards.
No, you can't walk on the window ledge yourself. Can you see down there?
Down
there. Pretty pink roses. Nice, aren't they?
Yes, pink and disgusting.
They don't smell disgusting. Roses smell beautiful. Right. Are we going to get ready now to go to Stockport?
I see one there.
What can you see?
See a pink rose.
You can see another pink rose, yes. They're beautiful, aren't they?
There's been many nursings. From this one there.
That's called a hydrangea. And that's dying off now, but those flowers were pink, weren't they? They still are pink, but they're very crispy and dry now. I think we need to cut the heads off.
Big bubbles here.
You're getting your footballs out to play with, aren't
it's you? It's a bimmon. Not just a bimmon.
The two balls are on the window and I'm looking at the bin then?
No, I turned the wall off.
You should say they won't see them now because the bimmon have driven away, haven't they?
Suddenly it falls out. Heard them.
You can still hear them, yes.
I heard a beep, beep, beep.
Do you know where they'll be now? They'll be near Christopher's house, won't they? Mm-hmm. Christopher and Craig's house. Round the corner.
Bouncy, bouncy, bounce.
Oh, he's bouncing the balls.
There's one fall down Bumpy's head.
Who fell down on Bumpy's head?
A really big ball. Dumpy, Dumpy tried to do one on the yellow one fall down. Blue one.
And what's he?
Fall down the day.
You're talking about Humpty Dumpty, are you?
Yes, I fall down. Bounce, fall dear down. Bounce, dear bounce, dear bounce. Fall down. And I fall down too.
And I fall down. The other one's falling down.
Yes, and the one. And then there. No bed. Big truck, please. Big truck. There, mummy. The truck. The truck. The truck.
Big truck.
Please.
Well, is that the rubbish truck?
Yes. Is it that?
Yes, of course. It's the rubbish truck, is it?
Here's the big wheels. The main lorry.
Well, the binmen have been, haven't they, today?
Well, I mean, Thomas binmen day. The bit no truck yet. Mama, do it. Hold it. Hold the buses, this, please.
There's a picture of some bin, cock core or anything. Bin bag lorries here, aren't there?
I hold it in the bus.
Just looking to see if there was a better picture of one, but I don't think there is. Look, this says work machine.
Is this a big train?
Busy, busy, busy bears. Most of the bears are busy moving earth with their machines. But there is one bear who has a machine which does something else to the earth. Which one is it, and which one's it? What is he doing? Which one is it? What is he doing?
It's reclaim. It's the one we are done. One wheel's
gone, yes. There's an excavator and a bulldozer and a dump trailer and tractor.
The train.
There's a big dumper truck here with a bucket loader.
The train.
A tractor shovel, a tractor scraper, and I think it's this one, not the roller, which smooths the earth.
The trailer.
Yes, all the others are digging earth, moving earth, but this one, look, is making the rough earth smooth. And now the next page, we've got...
Train carriage.
Cars and lorries. Down the street go the cars and lorries, but look, some of the cars don't have drivers.
Another truck.
Yes.
Another truck.
It says, which cars have no drivers?
No driver. No truck.
Which one hasn't got a driver?
Lorry. Not driver.
That's right. The car that's on the back of the breakdown lorry, that has no driver, does it? The car's empty. And what about these four cars on the car transporter? Are they empty?
Yeah. It's the truck. The Johnny Roll Shop.
Big Sassy Roll Shop?
The Johnny.
Oh, that's a delivery van, yes. Now, what's this, Thomas?
Chocolates.
It's chocolates. It's an American book, so they sometimes call things...
The truck.
Something different from us, but it's a dustcart.
The truck.
We're really incorrect saying dustbin lorry, aren't we? It is a dustcart or a refuse lorry. Now, I think there's a page here, look, full of trains. Look at all these trains.
Look at the trains.
What a lot of trains. This is a very nice book, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
I think it might have a picture of the city and things that people do in towns, and I think one of those was collecting rubbish. Shall we have a look and see if we can see it? There's one there that says a drive in the country, but I don't think that shows a dust cart. Oh, this is the one that says in the city.
Big bus. Another bus,
yes. There's all sorts of things. There are vans. There's a delivery man. Taxis, police cars, stations, trains, buses.
You see a police car.
There's a police car.
Can
you see the flashing light?
There's other trains.
More trains, that's right. Can you see the flashing light on top of the police car?
People.
Oh, and there's one there, look, boats and ships.
That's a real idea.
That's called a yacht.
Yacht.
A yacht.
Yacht. No more reading.
No more reading?
No.
No more reading. All right, well.
Yacht friends. Look, a minibus.
A minibus?
Look, what? Christmas there.
That's right, there's a picture of Father Christmas, isn't there?
Enjoy your minibus. Next minibus.
What are you saying about the minibus?
Not the minibus there, but it's a special for the milk.
Oh yes, and it's not a minibus, that's called a milk float, Thomas. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes on the television you see pictures, or when we're on the motorway, you see very big milk tanker lorries, don't you? But the man, the milkman who delivers the milk, comes on an electric milk float. He comes very, very early in the morning, but sometimes we hear him come. So there's a big milk tanker and then there are smaller milk floats.
Heard it opened.
Heard it open?
Yeah.
What have we got here, Thomas?
Letter. fall down.
Is the book falling down?
Yeah.
What have we got here?
Falling.
These are all...
They're the books.
The bins.
No, they're more boxes.
They're not boxes, they're little bins. Look.
Bins.
Little bins.
Little bins.
Let's come off, put the bins on there. They're very tiny swing bins, aren't they?
Yes, they're
bins.
Let me do it.
Look, we've got three bins.
Hold it.
Oh, no, white though. Oh,
white. Right. Red. No. Can you see it?
Now, look, the Teletubbies.
Stop.
The Teletubbies are throwing out their rubbish because it's Monday. What sort of things do you think the Teletubbies have got to throw away?
Little pins.
That's right, you turn it round, it opens that way where the flap is.
Rubbish.
Dipsy's got some eggshell because he's had a boiled egg for his breakfast and he's got some eggshell. Now, we've got all sorts of different bins, Thomas. We've got one bin where we can put rubbish in for the dustbin men to collect. Shall we put things in this bin for the compost bin? We've got a compost bin outside, haven't we?
Mm.
And any rubbish that Mummy's got from the kitchen, just a second, we put in the compost bin.
Dustbin men.
And then shall we have this bin, the recycling bin, for anything that we think somebody can use again? So what have we got in that one? The eggshell, that could go in the compost bin, couldn't it?
Yes.
So, what else? Lola's got a banana skin. Now, does Lola want to put that in the bin with the egg?
Yes.
And there's some orange peel there. That could go in the same bin as the banana skin and the egg, couldn't it? Who's putting it in the bin?
Dipsy's
putting that in the bin. Oh, very good. Now, do you know what will happen to that, Thomas? It'll all go mushy and horrible. And then we'll put it on the garden. It'll make compost.
There.
Oh, now then, who's... Poe has had a drink of cola.
No, well, let's take it away.
I think Dipsy would be better putting it in that dustbin for the bin man, don't you?
Press it hard.
That's right, you've got to press it down a little bit. And look, somebody's had some yoghurt for lunch. What should we do with the yoghurt pot? That bin?
Yeah.
That bin?
Yeah.
Now, what about this? It's a bottle of milk.
Let's take it.
Well, I think that one. Is it a plastic bottle or a glass bottle?
Glass bottle.
A glass bottle. Well, in that case, shall we put it in this bin?
No, nothing.
But when we go to Tesco, we could pop it in the recycling bins. You know how the glass smashes? Smash! So we've got the compost bin, the rubbish bin, and the recycling bin.
A bit more.
What else have we got to throw away? There's a bit of fish there.
There's a fish in the bin.
Little bit of fish that they couldn't eat for supper.
Eat for supper.
I think we put that in the dustbin, don't you?
Not like it.
Are you putting it in the compost bin? Okay. And what's this? It's a little bracelet.
Smarty.
Smarty?
It looks much in there.
Well, it's not a smarty, that's a little pendant, isn't it?
Too dirty.
Too dirty? Well, I think it's broken, so shall we put it in the bin for the dustbin?
Yeah.
Oh, it isn't broken. Look, it's in perfect condition, but it's far too big.
Broken.
It's far too big for the Teletubbies. Is it broken?
Yes.
Well, I was going to say it's in perfect condition. It's just a little bit too big for the Teletubbies. So, should we put that in this bin?
Yes.
And then the next time, do you remember the other day we had a bag through, that pink bag, and they were asking for donations so it could help the poorly animals? If we put it in this bin, then the next time we get a bag like that, we can give them this bracelet because there's nothing matter with it. It's just too big for the Teletubbies. And then they could sell it in the shop and make money for the poor animals, couldn't they?
Mmm. And my mum's milk.
we've got another drinks container, look. Now that one can go in the rubbish bin, can't it?
Rubbish, it's waiting.
I'm going to use that again, oh. That's the top of an old hot water bottle. That's rubbish, isn't it?
No, not
a mug. And a button that's fallen off something, that's rubbish.
Not rubbish.
And a little bit of a broken light switch.
That's rubbish. That's rubbish.
So who's going to throw that away? Which of the Teletubbies is going to put that in the bin? Thomas has done it instead. It's okay. Oh, dear, dear. Oh, dear. Dipsy spilt the pasta. Oh, Dipsy.
Oh, honey. Whoops, I fall down the road.
Yes, I think you'd better go and do it. Shall we sweep it up? Look, using the spun and brush, would you like to sweep it up?
Yes. Sweep, 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 sweep.
Sweep, sweep, sweep. I'll hold the dustpan and you get the brush. And you're putting it in the rubbish bin, that's right. It's fallen on the floor, hasn't it? So we can't eat it because it might be dirty. Are you sweeping it into a pile?
Yes. Then I love it.
And it's going in the dustbin. You're making a good job of tidying up, aren't you?
I fall down.
Dipsy's fallen over. Oh dear.
Watch.
There we are. Yes, Dipsy, you watch Thomas, because Thomas is very busy tidying up, aren't you?
Spilt it.
Who spilt it?
Let's see.
Tipsy spilt it.
And Wendy spilt it.
And Tinky Winky spilt it. And Thomas is having to clean it up. Oh dear, I'm making extra work for you, isn't it? Do you mind?
Whoops. What one?
You've dropped one.
Yes. What one says?
You dropped a piece.
Yes.
Well, never mind. We'll find it later. Shall we pretend that that's something outside that's been spilt?
Yes.
And look, who's coming to help?
Digger.
The digger.
A little bit of cup.
Yes, because you could put all that into the digger.
Whoops, that one.
That's right, and it can go into the bin, can't it?
Whoops, oh, one eye. What's happening?
What's happening?
It won't be late.
What's about Tinky Winky's leg?
It runs faster.
Now, shall we pretend that's the big skip, like we saw at the airport that day, do you remember? So the digger's tipped all right into the skip.
It's open up and then more.
Oh dear, what's that?
What's happening?
Oh, there's something else spilt on the floor now.
Get a seep, seep. What's that?
They look like raisins or something, don't they? They've been on the floor, so they'll have to go in the bin.
What a lot of things.
Watch out, Dipsy!
Watch out, Dipsy.
Big Digger.
Big Digger coming. Is it going into the bin? Oh, that's going into the bin as well. Oh. Now, the dumper truck is coming along, Thomas, with... Well, we'll use paper clips, but we'll pretend it's something that needs to go in the bin. What shall we pretend it is?
The money.
Pretend it's money? Well, I don't think we'd be putting money in the bin, would we? What shall we say to Thomas? Shall we just call it rubbish?
Rubbish.
Yes, we'll just say it's rubbish.
All the mouse sweeping up.
All the mouse sweeping up. You've tidied up, have you?
Yes.
Right.
That's the money.
Well, these are paper clips.
Paper clips. Call it.
Just one more, there's a nice purple one there. Look, all these bright colours. Look, it's coming along in the dumper truck. Now, do you think the dumper truck wants to empty it into the big...
No.
Into the big skip?
I'm shutting it.
You're shutting it, are you? Oh, has he just dumped them on the floor? Rather than putting them in the bin? So is somebody going to have to come along and sweep them up?
Yeah.
Well, how about putting your yellow helmet on, your hard hat? There you are.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Whoops, no fit. Yes, it is. Oh.
No fit, yes it is. Now, which bin would you like to put those in?
That one.
Right. When Daddy throws away his newspaper, we put that in the recycle bin, don't we? And then the white van comes on Tuesdays, doesn't he, and picks up all the paper, do you remember? It's the rubbish van on Monday, taking away all the rubbish. It's the recycle man on a Tuesday, isn't it, taking away paper and cardboard. And then things like boxes and jars, we take to Tesco, don't we, and put them in the big bins there. And if we've any old clothes or shoes or books, things like that, we're always getting charity bags. People asking us for things we don't want, so we put them in the charity bag.
Blue one. Just to pick up. Oops. What one?
You've dropped another one.
Oh no, that one. We'll put another one.
Do you remember we saw somebody sweeping something up the other day on Tuesday morning? As we were walking to playgroup, do you remember those men? They were dressed in green, they looked like the bin men. And they had a machine that was blowing all the leaves off the pavement onto the road. It was like a big vacuum cleaner, he was holding it in his hand. And all the leaves were blowing off the pavement onto the road. And then somebody else came along and swept up all the leaves and they put them in the back of a lorry, didn't they? And carried them away. Because when leaves get wet, they're very slippy to walk on, so obviously they're clearing the path so that nobody has an accident.
I don't empty it up.
You've emptied them all up?
Oh, there's no rubbish.
Shall we get some more rubbish to put in the bins?
Yes.
What shall we get this time, Thomas? There's another yoghurt pot there, that can go in the bin.
Wash it.
Oh no, don't squash it because it's one of the nice Thomas the Tank Engine ones. It'll just fit in the bin without being squashed, won't it? There we are.
In the bin lorry.
You want it in the bin lorry again?
Yeah.
And there's some empty containers there, some more empty food containers. They can go in the bin lorry, in the bins.
What pole?
Why are you hiding that?
Oh no!
The big digger's coming now.
Let's see.
Now, what do you think the big digger's got?
And that's a lot.
I think he's got something actually in a bin bag. What can we use for leaves? Oh, I know, some cones. We'll put some cones in there. The men have swept all the leaves and the cones with the big blowing machine. They've blown them onto the road from the footpath, and then somebody's come along and swept them up and put them in a bin bag. And the digger man is coming, look, with
my nose!
Oh, it's such a big load, Tom. It's bigger than the digger I'm going to have to take. Perhaps we'll just put one cone in there, shall we? There we are. He can come with a cone in his truck. How's that?
Not going there.
You're not going there?
No.
Oh, I think you really could try.
Oh, no.
Oh, I see. You're putting it in your Bob the Builder hat, aren't you? Mm. Right, shall we drive him back again for him to pick up another cone?
No.
Oh, but this is in a bin bag. That's in a proper bin bag, isn't it?
Let's just open it.
You want to open it? But when the bin men come to us on Mondays, we put all our plastic bags like this outside, don't we? And they just put the whole bag into the bin, don't they? They don't open it to see what's in it. Would you like it opened, or shall we leave it as it is? Because it might be something nasty in there. We don't know what's in there, do we?
No.
I think we'll leave it as it is.
There isn't there. Just a little thing. Friday. It's Sunday.
Well, there's a lot of tidying up to be done, isn't there? What sort of rubbish is that, Thomas?
Pastas.
It's what rubbish?
That's
pasta. Pasta rubbish? Oh, it's the pasta that was spilled on the floor, isn't it? How many bins do we have in our house?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
On the top, we should have 6, 7, 8, 10.
Oh, I see. You've suddenly broken into the nursery rhyme. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once I caught a fish alive, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then I let him go again. Why did you let him go? Because he bit my finger so. Which finger did he bite? His little finger on my right. When we were in Spain, we saw the digger, the dust cart come every day, didn't we? Do you remember they used to sweep the footpaths and the road, and they used to empty all the rubbish? It's very, very clean, wasn't it? What else happens to some of the things that we don't want? Things like little bits of bread that you don't want to eat.
Yeah.
We throw them outside for the birds to eat, don't we?
Yeah.
And the squirrels.
Yeah.
So we try and use the rubbish, don't we?
Yeah.
And empty boxes and packets you usually play with. Well, now they've fallen into bed. Gosh, that is a big load. A big, big load. Is that like the man at the airport? He drives around collecting all the rubbish, and then he drives to the loading bay where all the skips are, and he tips all the rubbish he's collected into the skip.
Leave it down the road.
Leave it down the road? Shall I take the lid off for you?
No.
Oh yeah, the bin lid's coming. Oh, what a lot of mess. Well, he's really going to have his work cut out now, isn't he, cleaning that lot up? some more there as well. Goodness me.
My mum did it the rubbish, oh no.
We've got a bin in the kitchen that we put rubbish in. And mummy's got a little one on the worktop, one of these in fact, that we put things for the compost, like tea bags and banana skins and apple peel and potato peelings, eggshells. And then we've got a bin in the bathroom, haven't we? And then we've got two bins in your bedroom because you've got a nice waste paper bin that we've put rubbish in. You've also got that very, very smart bin that we used to use for your nappies. Do you remember that bin? I might go and get that in a minute. It's a long time since we've used that. And then Mummy and Daddy have a bin in their bedroom. And there's a bin in the spare room, but we don't really use that. And on the landing we have a bin, and in that we put newspapers.
Newspapers.
When Daddy's read his newspapers, I was going to say Daddy does it, but Daddy doesn't, you do it, Mummy does it. Puts all the old newspapers in the bin on the landing. And then at the end of the week, when the recycling man comes, I empty them all out into a big white sack, and the recycling men take them. And we've got another bin in the entrance hall, and that's where we put all the magazines and things that we haven't finished with. But they're not really for throwing out, it's just we use a bin to store them in. So haven't we got lots of dustbins?
Oh no!
I think you were so engrossed in emptying your rubbish and collecting it, you haven't really got time to talk to me. So people come into our house to collect things, Thomas, include the dustman and the recycling people and anybody who comes to pick up these bags. Look, there's a pair of shorts here of yours, red shorts, that you've worn for 2 years, but they're really too small now, so I think we'll fold those up nicely. And the next time we get a charity bag, shall we put those in there? And we've got other people who bring things to the house. We've got the postman, he brings things. What does the postman bring?
Letters through our door.
And letters through our door and parcels.
Yeah.
And then we have the milkman. What does he bring?
Some milk.
He brings milk. And what else? Eggs and cheese. And he brings fruit juice if we want it, doesn't he? And who else? The paper boy. What does he bring?
Bring letters.
Bring letters. He brings newspapers, doesn't he?
Bring newspapers.
And magazines.
Magazines.
And then we have, oh, we have other people calling occasionally who drop things off, like magazines and letters and leaflets, don't we? So lots of people delivering things and people taking things away. Special bin from your bedroom. Now you've probably not seen me using this, but I used to use this when you were a baby, and I don't know how much you remember. Now, because you're not a potty trainer, we've still got some nappies, haven't we? And there's some in the bin here that we need to throw away. So look, shall I show you what we used to do? This is one of your nappies. Fold it up tight, Thomas. And then we lift up the pink lid, take that top off, and pop the nappy in there. Push it down, and then we take this lid again. Look, and twist it round can't remember how much we'd take it round. Something like 1.5 turns.
Puppy.
Puppy's gone.
Puppy's gone.
Can you see if there's something else to put in the bin?
No.
There's more rubbish there wrapped up. We'll put that in there. Push it down. Put this lid on. Right, do you want to turn the wheel around on the lid? Turn that round. That's right. Turn it round all the way. And that's it. And then at the end of the week, or when the bin was full, Mummy opens the bottom and pulls it out. And look, all your nappies are stored in this special bag.
Special bag.
It smells nice. Can you smell that bag?
No, lovely.
Now that smells lovely. That doesn't smell like rubbish, does it? It's a good job we did that, because that's actually the end of the bag, Thomas. It doesn't smell like nasty rubbish to me, that. It smells like lovely clean. Lovely clean fresh smell. And by doing that, we found some more rubbish, haven't we? Because the container's empty now. I'm struggling now with this because I can't remember how to empty it. You're very quiet, Thomas. Are you just such a busy boy? So that's a special bin. I think actually we can wash that up and perhaps put it in.
Is that the rubbish?
Yeah. What? Oh gosh, you've got more rubbish. Look, and there's some more cones there. Maybe you're putting somewhere.
Could I toes?
Mummy's just going to wash her hands now, because I've been touching those nappies, haven't I? When you were a baby, Thomas, that bin, we used to use it several times a day. It never really seemed full because your nappies were so small. But as you got bigger, your nappies got bigger, and we soon had to empty it a lot more. But now we don't really use it at all, because we use those little nappy bags, don't we? Mm-hmm. Is this a nappy bag here?
No.
What colour is it?
Orange.
Orange. And that smells nice as well. You smell that? That doesn't smell like nasty, dirty rubbish, does it? That smells beautiful and fresh and clean. Shall I tip it out, Thomas? That's a bit easier to get to, isn't it? Do you want to wear your hat?
Please.
You know what? Put your yellow helmet on. I don't think the refuse men wear hats, do they?
Oh, yeah.
When the men came this afternoon, did they have hats on? Did they?
Yes.
I can't remember.
Fireman's hats.
Fireman's hats. I don't think they were wearing fireman's hats, were they? Oh, have you found the yoghurt part?
Helicopter.
Has it got a picture of Hannah the helicopter on it? Oh, yes, so it has.
But Gordon.
And Gordon, yes, that's Gordon, the blue engine.
Boop, boop.
Is that what Gordon says? Boop, boop.
Come out. Then what is the name of that hat?
Yes, Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends Yoghurt. It says, what colour is the stripe on Harold the Helicopter? Carol the helicopter is a white helicopter, isn't he? But he has a stripe there. What colour's the stripe?
Red.
Red, that's right. Let's have a look. There must be an answer somewhere. Yes, it says the answer is red. Well done, Thomas. Okay. Why are Tinky Winky and Lola riding in the dumper truck?
Funny, not.
Just quite funny. Have they worked so hard clearing up all the rubbish that they're having to have a lift back in the dumper truck? Oh, there are lots of things to tidy away.
I have a brush. Sweep it up.
There's the brush. You'd like the brush to sweep it up. There you are.
There's lots.
Very, very good, Thomas, at tidying away like this, aren't you? You're sweeping up all the rubbish and you're putting it into the dumper truck to take it to the skip. But when it comes to putting toys away at the end of playtime, you don't really want to do that, do you?
No.
Why not? Because you're such a clever boy tidying away, aren't you? Mm. Your little friend Molly started school in September.
Molly
and her teacher said if ever she wants somebody...
Auntie Patty?
No, it's Auntie Sarah. Auntie Sarah's little girl's called Molly.
Auntie Sarah. And
Molly's school teacher told Molly's mummy that if ever she wants somebody sensible to tidy away quickly, she always asks Molly. Because Molly enjoys tidying up, but she does it properly and she does it quickly. Doesn't make a fuss. Molly loves everything to be tidy, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So at the end of playtime, are you going to start putting your toys away? We could pretend it's bin bag time, couldn't we, at the end of playtime? You're very, very good at tidying away as long as somebody's helping you, aren't you? You enjoy that. But I don't think you like it if Mummy just says, right, tidy up, Thomas. But at the end of bath time, you're very clever. At the end of bath time, you always pull the plug out and you put all your toys away in the net bag, don't you?
What funny noise?
What's a funny noise?
Hurt robot.
Oh, do you know what that is? That's your tummy rumbling. Did it feel funny as well?
Yeah. Hurt robot.
Well, I heard a ooh noise and I didn't know what it was.
What's that funny noise coming from?
That funny noise is coming from under your jumper and under your vest and inside of your tummy. Because your tummy's telling you.
Heard a noise.
I heard a noise. Is your tummy telling you it's hungry and it's wanting something to eat?
Heard a noise at Ginger Cat said.
You heard a noise that the Ginger Cat said?
Mm.
I think it was a noise coming from inside your tummy saying, Thomas, I'm hungry. Please come and have something to eat. Would you like something to eat? It's not going to be tea time for a while, is it?
No. Daddy did this.
What are little diggers, yes?
More diggers.
Do you think the men have worked really hard this afternoon picking up all the rubbish?
Yes. The big one. The big one coming.
The big one's going. Where's the big one going to?
Go to rubbish.
To collect the rubbish? collecting rubbish from the yard? Sometimes I feel very sorry for the bin man, Thomas, because it's often like a wet and cold day when you come, isn't it? And it's not pleasant.
Not pleasant, you know.
And yet other times they've come in the summer when it's been really hot and we've said that's not nice for them either.
Not nice. Jake Kelly
bought you that digger, didn't he, for your birthday?
Mm.
Your first birthday. Is the digger man actually pushing the big skip?
It's rubbish in the big skip.
You can't put any rubbish in the dumper truck because who's sitting in the dumper truck?
Lala and Bo.
Lala and Bo? It's Lala and Dinky Winky. What on earth are they doing sitting in there when there's work to be done?
They're touching.
Aren't they silly?
Silly Lander.
Oh, dear. No. Don't bang on the table, Thomas, no.
Brush Mummy's arms.
You're brushing Mummy's arms. Oh. Are they very dirty? Oh, that tickles. That tickles. Should I brush Thomas's hand and arm? Does that tickle?
Yes!
Oh no, but oh, don't be rough, just be gentle.
Brush Mummy's jumper? Brush Mummy's hair.
Oh, not with that brush. You've been using that brush to sweep all that rubbish up. Now you're brushing my hair and your hair. What sort of brushes do we have, Thomas? What happened? That's just Mummy's hand. The skin's not as nice and soft and smooth on my hands as it is on
yours.
This is a washing up brush that you've been using as a rubbish brush, haven't you? A sweeping brush. But we have hair brushes, tooth brushes. Purdy has a brush, a washing up brush, a little brush, a handheld brush that goes with a dustpan and brush. And then we've got, a big brush for the garden for sweeping up leaves. And then we've got a medium-sized brush for sweeping floors. And do you remember when we talked about foxes? Foxes have really big, bushy tails. And they're called bushes.
Bushes.
Look, there's a fox. Isn't that funny? In this book that we've got here, there's a picture of a fox. Can you see his huge tail? It's a bit like Purdy's, isn't it? Purdy's got a very, very big tail.
An elephant.
Yes. Look, actually, this is a nice page. In this book, there's a page called Cleaning Up Time. Each of the animals has a job to do to make everything tidy around the house. What do you think each animal is about to do? What's the bear got in his hand? He's got a sponge and some cleaning powder, so he's obviously going to clean something, isn't he? And the fox with a big brush is carrying a bucket, but he's spilled some water. Luckily he's got a mop in his other hand so he can mop it up.
Got dirty feet?
Yes, he has got dirty feet, hasn't he? And look, the pussycat's got some glue in her hand, so she must be going to mend something.
Dirty feet too.
Who's this?
Your dirty feet.
more dirty feet.
More dirty feet.
They're more dirty elephant feet.
Elephant dirty feet.
Yes, now the elephant's holding a dustpan and brush. Look, he's going to do some sweeping like you. And the pig's carrying some waste paper. She's only going to put that in the recycle bin or the ordinary bin.
The snake.
That's an octopus.
Now
the octopus is using all his hands.
Nobody.
To sew a torn bed sheet. Look.
Wellington's boots.
Wellington boots. Right, so I think the teddy with the cleaning powder and the sponge is going to wipe up these paw prints on the wall. You, look at those muddy footprints.
Blue one.
Yes. Ah, now the fox with the mop and bucket, I think, is going to mop up where the taps leak, because look, there's a picture here of a leaking tap. The pussycat with the glue. What do you think she's going to do with the glue? There is a big mess, look, because there's a vase here with a chip in it. So she's taking the glue to mend the chip vase. The piggy is taking the waste paper to this pig here, who's pulling a cartload of old magazines. Can you see them all piled up?
Fall down.
And there's a little mouse holding a coat hanger. There's a pile of coat hangers here. And it says, don't you think some of them should be thrown in the dustbin? There's the dustbin. The octopus who's sewing the torn bed sheet.
Out of the bus.
There's actually a clothes rail there.
The elephant.
The elephant for hanging up the clothes. Hangs. The elephant. Oh, what a big elephant. He's holding a dustpan and brush. And look, in the fireplace, there's all the ashes after the fire's died down. So I think he's going to sweep those ashes up and perhaps put them in the dustbin.
Oh, no.
Look, there's a little mouse holding the book and carrying it to...
Yeah.
The bookcase.
Okay.
And there's one more thing that needs tidying. Look at this table. What's happened to the table?
What happened? Table one.
What's happened to the table?
One fell down.
One leg has fallen down. And so, look, there's a little character over here. I'm not quite sure what he is, whether he's a squirrel. He's got a wrench in his hand. Ah, no, perhaps the wrench man's going to sort out the leaking tap. Oh, Thomas, there's really so much to do, I can't tell.
The swing one. Swing one, please.
Yes. Ah, perhaps it's the man with the bag. That's a badger with a bag of nails and a hammer. He must be going to mend the table. You want to find the page again with all the trains?
Yeah.
There we are. Picture of the trains.
Which train? A railway special driver. The blue one is not snot on.
Oh, it's not a snot sock, Thomas. It's a pig.
There in the middle is Toby.
Toby? Where's Toby?
Yeah.
That's right. There's all sorts of trains. Look, these are like Toby. They're goods trains. They carry things like coals and boxes.
Box.
This is a nice train. It's a diesel locomotive with a passenger train. Look at the coaches and a dining car, buffet car.
Butter sandwich.
Buffet carriage, that's right. You can go there and get a sandwich and a cup of coffee. And look, there's a signal here and a level crossing there. When Demetra comes and plays with her train set, you have signals, don't you?
Mm.
And those nice gates and things. The barriers, that's the word I'm looking for. Barriers lift up and down so that the trains can go through them.
That by the one thing here. Yeah. Oh, train doing.
What's the train doing?
Going on the tracks. Mobile shop.
Can you see a picture with a mobile shop?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very nice book. cup actually, Thomas. It shows all sorts of things, doesn't it?
Rubber.
Rubber.
Dog rinks. Pan. With a bunny milk.
A pan? Was that a picture of somebody's house and it showed a little rabbit in the kitchen?
Kite. Not another kite.
A kite?
Yeah.
You found a picture of a kite?
Hmm.
You were talking about kites before, we think.
Not sunshine.
Is there sunshine?
Yeah.
What can you see on the cover of the book? Is there a fire engine?
It's fire and sun.
Yes. Fire and sun.
There's lots and lots on it.
Thomas, they're not snot snots, they're pigs.
The pig.
I think you're calling them snot snots because you've heard the word snout and you're getting terribly mixed up.
Snout.
Snout, you're thinking of...
Snout.
Snouts. Yes, but they're called pigs, you know that.
Snout, snout.